Good to have you here with KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. Hey, Mount Rainier just got some love and some money in an online competition against other national parks. Rainier National Park won $42,000 for a restoration project. When the head of Washington's National Park Fund, Lori Ward, found out that Rainier was a winner, she was surprised.
We were up against all the big powerhouses across the country. And, you know, we're up
against Yosemite.
Yeah, Yellowstone, Grand Tetons, Rushmore, all of them.
Rainier's bigger.
Yeah, well, and it just was fascinating, the fact that, you know, this one up in the northwest part of the country that a lot of folks don't come up to, right, that we just held our own and we did as well as we did. Everyone's very pleased.
Ninth place in this national competition gets you $42,000, right, to restore a cabin on Rainier used by rescuers, which you called preservation with a purpose. What do you mean by that?
Thank you. I appreciate that. I love that phrase, preservation with a purpose, mainly because I love preservation of historic buildings. And this building was built back in the 1930s by people who came in and essentially built the park, the CCC. And so it's run down, dilapidated, falling apart, and it needs care. And the fact that we are able now to start investing in it and preserving it, preservation, that's great. But then taking it to the next level, and it's preservation with a purpose, and the fact that the building will now be used for the search and rescue volunteers who go up from all over the state and give of their precious time and volunteer and go up on search and rescue missions throughout the summer and the winter. When they're doing that, they have no place to stay right now. If they're up there for a couple days, they're either camping on the mountain, intense, cold, or they are sleeping in their vehicles, or if they're lucky enough to have a friend or even a home nearby. So preservation with a purpose. You know, it's preserving an historic building, and it's then going to be used for a wonderful purpose and a need that Mount Rainier National Park certainly has.
Why should Washingtonians feel proud and happy about ninth place for our big beloved Tahoma?
Because it's better than 20th. And we're getting $42,000 from Mount Rainier National Park. You know, that's fabulous. People were very committed to the voting process. People across country and around the world were contacting us. So folks were really into it. And they do it because it's one simple way for them to go in and say, I love that mountain. I want to be a part of, have an impact. And they all were, 61,000 plus votes from around the world. I think that's pretty cool.
What does 61,000 votes from people say to you about what Mount Rainier means to our region and maybe to America and the world?
I talked to a lot of those people. They emailed me, you know, so I got to hear firsthand what it means to them. And I'm fortunate. And then I get to experience that a lot. I hear from a lot of people from around the world, you know, and I get to be, I'm fortunate to be sitting right here today talking with you about a place that the three of us love, right?
You, and me, and our producer who brought
yes,
you here today?
Yes, yes. The three of us love that mountain and love these national parks. I'm so fortunate that I get to hear all that passion and concern and care, and then I pass that on to the parks.
My brother's ashes are scattered on Mount Rainier.
Oh, see? See, I know, I understand. And so thank you for sharing that. So it's a very special place to you.
What does Rainier mean to you?
It means the place that I can go to in this state, and I can, not on the weekends, but I can go up during the week, and I can get off the tar and get off the parking lot, and within 2 minutes, I can be off by myself and stand there and breathe deeply and do a spin and look around, and just my spirit, like so many people, it's like instantly, whew, it's restored. And we all need that.
You know, it's funny, when I look at Mount Rainier, I think of a cross. I'm not even religious. I think of a cross because it's like this thing that's always with us, sometimes visible, sometimes often not visible. But when you see it, it reminds me of something. It reminds us of a dream. It reminds us of something literally bigger than us.
That is the part that I love most is, you know, it is incredibly spiritual. However we all define that, you know, when you look at that mountain, I mean, it's also similar to grizzly bears. We don't control them. We can't control that mountain. We can't control the North Cascades. And I love that about it. And you look at it, you know, every day you drive over the bridge and I look over my shoulder, is it out? And then those times coming home, driving back over, there are those moments when those clouds are hanging over and the sun is pink on the mountain. I mean, whoa, you know, and all of us, every one of us in this region have that same experience. People do not look at that mountain and just go, oh, well, yeah, that's the life-changing thing for me, the restoring of my soul, just even seeing the mountains always does that to me.
Finally, Lori, you're obviously somebody who, with a great passion for our national parks. How are you feeling now that you've got this restoration grant?
I think it's great. I'm very excited about it. It's the start, and we have others who are starting to call in and say, what can we do? How can we help? Because we want to get it to the full funding for the project, and I'm confident in time that we will. I can't wait for the day when we're all up there and the first search and rescue teams spend the night there, and they have dry bunks and warmth, and they deserve that. They give so much.
Lori Ward is Executive Director of Washington's National Park Fund, a fundraising arm. And Mount Rainier National Park just won some of that money, $42,000, toward restoring this cabin for search and rescue volunteers. It is a fraction of what the project will cost, so Lori told me if you want to help, you can find out how to help with the project at WNPF.org